Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. This is Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caribou. I'm joined by our live blog director, Jamie Jors, this morning, and we are recapping a Packers victory over the Oakland Raiders yesterday at Lambeau Field. The Packers clinching a first-round bye and a home game in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, the NFC side of the bracket. It's great to be a Packer fan, is it not? 13-0, Jamie Jors writes on our live blog. Packers still undefeated, still gunning for that undefeated regular season. One of the few teams in the NFL to ever have a shot at that. So what is it? The Packers have the second longest winning streak ever in the history of the NFL, counting the postseason. 19-0 dating back to last season. Fantastic. I was in the stands yesterday, and pardon me if my voice is a little raspy this morning. I was doing plenty of cheering, and how great is it to watch a game like that yesterday? I mean, close games are exciting, but I mean, just to sit there and watch a victory that's in hand and seeing the Packers score a lot of points, that's a lot of fun. I got to give a quick shout out to Kyle Cousineau, who joins us here on Railbird Central many mornings. Kyle was kind enough to invite me to a tailgate that they had, and I went with some guests, Jesus and Adriana from Monterrey, Mexico, coming all the way up from the game, and got to give a shout to them if they happen to catch the podcast of this show, and I had a great time with them at the game yesterday. And getting to this Packers victory, the implications are there's so many to talk about. We've already just mentioned them briefly, this undefeated season that the Packers are on. They've clinched a first-round bye with the victory yesterday, still gunning for home field advantage in the playoffs. The magic number is one. Kind of something you hear about in baseball a lot, the magic number. It's down to one. Either a Packers win or a 49ers loss would clinch home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and I'm glad that the Packers didn't clinch that yesterday. I'm glad that they personally still have something to play for the rest of this season. It keeps this game meaningful this weekend against the Kansas City Chiefs, a team with a losing record, and you play a team with the losing record, you kind of expect the Packers to win, but at least there's that carrot out in front of them. They can get home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And on the live blog, Kurt Kozad saying, what a game. It was another fun experience at Lambeau. It is going to be a lot of experiences at Lambeau the rest of the season. So there's three games left in the regular season, two out of those three at Lambeau Field, and then every game in the playoffs at Lambeau Field as well. You know, it is kind of interesting. We could be looking at a little bit of a beat-up Lambeau Field in the end of January, because the Packers play so many home games. The field appeared to be in great shape yesterday. Of course, the Packers had been on the road for a couple weeks, and I suppose it's good here. They now have a week off. They go on the road, a little bit of time to recover before the next home game, week 16 of the season, Christmas Day against the Chicago Bears. And then, you know, the next four games the Packers play after this weekend, after the Chiefs game, all at Lambeau Field, albeit there's going to be a week there again, the Packers clinching the first round bye. We're going to have a little bit of time for the field to recover and get it back in shape and get it nice. And the Packers do such a good job with that lighting system they use to keep the grass growing here in winter. And I suppose it's kind of nice that it's been somewhat of a mild December so far, especially yesterday, getting up into the low 40s yesterday in December. I mean, as far as mid-December goes, that was as nice of a day you can find in Green Bay. A little bit windy, but not terribly by any means. on the live blog. Another comment from Kurt Kozad. Thoughts and prayers go out to Jennings family for good news and a speedy recovery. And that's one of the other big stories coming out of yesterday's game, the injury to Greg Jennings, unfortunate injury that everybody's kind of waiting for. I've heard it, you know, several people speculate on what it is. I believe Adam Schefter of ESPN said possible tear in the knee, reading from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, very possible that Jennings could have a torn MCL. And I suppose it, as if you have a torn MCL, it's not quite a torn ACL, so it's the, you know, it's not quite that bad. If you have a torn MCL, they typically don't even require surgery and just need time to recover 2 to 6 weeks. And you know, it's unfortunate. You wish he wasn't injured at all. But as far as injuries go, I suppose this might be you know, one of the lesser ones. And again, I'm just speculating here. Nothing official from the Packers, but head coach Mike McCarthy's press conference today at 3 p.m., they will know more than, hopefully. And so, I mean, I think we're looking at Greg Jennings probably sitting out of the playoffs. So, I mean, really, okay, so we don't have Greg Jennings next week. Week 16, 17, so he's gone for the last 3 weeks of the regular season. The Packers have already clinched a bye the first round of the playoffs, so there's a month right there with Greg Jennings doesn't have to play any games that have too much meaning to him. So there you go. I mean, he comes back in the divisional round, and you have him for the divisional round, the NFC Championship game, and then the Super Bowl. So there you go. Rest him, you know. A couple other injuries, as pointing out on the live blog here. Jack in Jersey City saying, let Pickett be okay. Ryan Pickett suffered a concussion yesterday. Brandon Sane suffering a concussion yesterday. Well, we don't know how severe those are. We know they did come out of the game yesterday. But again, I suppose if there's any silver lining, it's that the Packers don't have a whole lot of meaningful games until the playoffs, and there's time for these guys to recover and get better. You wish they weren't injured at all, but if you're looking for the silver lining, there it is, I suppose. So, anyhow, we got an interview with Packers tight end Tom Crabtree coming up here very shortly. So, we're going to ask Tom about the win yesterday over the Oakland Raiders and go through so many topics about being undefeated and clinching the first round bye in the playoffs. Alex on the live blog saying, when Pickett went out and made a big difference in the push, pretty short on the bench. Yes, so it was the defensive line at least has a lot of rotation right now. We'll say that. With Mike Neal coming back from injury, they're able to sub players in and out, but definitely Pickett and Raji, I mean, those two guys are stalwarts on the defensive end just because they're so big and so good, and you would hate to lose either of them. Ryan Pickett, he is not he's not looked at as like this premier player, but, you know, really, he is. I mean, you don't want Ryan Pickett out for any amount of time. He is a key cog in stopping the run of any other team in the NFL. And without him in the game, especially on running downs or when the opponent runs the ball, that is important to have Ryan Pickett out there. And B.J. Raji as well. He's not injured, though, but So, sending good thoughts to the Packers to stay healthy here as the season winds down. But anyhow, 8:45, we're going to have Packers tight end Tom Crabtree here on the show for an interview. So, let me take a break here. Let me get him on the line. And then we will be right back shortly here on Railbird Central. Hang with us, everyone. Welcome back to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com, and joining us right now on the phone is Packers tight end Tom Crabtree. Tom, congratulations on the victory yesterday and earning a first-round bye in the playoffs. I know the bye means you've done well and you've accomplished something other teams only wish they could, but is there any negative to having that bye in the playoffs that you might get rusty while other teams are keeping that same consistent weekly pattern?
I don't know that that's the case with this team. I think we've come out after some time off, you know, after the bye week and after Thanksgiving and played well. And, you know, I don't know that we really as a team believe in, you know, the rust thing or being rusty after a week off. I think if anything, it's a big advantage. It allows us to get healthy and, it really allows us to focus on the details a little more and get that much better.
Well, you certainly have the evidence to back it up. The Packers undefeated this season, and anytime they have a break, just coming back out and winning. Kind of going hand in hand with talking about the playoffs here, and the Packers have already clinched a home playoff game. There's this notion that the Packers have played so well in domes that the passing game is so prolific in a controlled environment that it's almost an advantage to play there. What do you think? Do the Packers play better at home or in a dome?
Oh, I think when it comes down to it, we would definitely choose playing at home, without a doubt. I mean, to have the fans on your side, obviously, and then there's just a certain level of comfort and familiarity that comes with playing on your own field, and you know, not having to travel. And so I think we definitely would choose to play at home for sure.
So you choose there, but do you play better in a dome?
No, I would still say we play better, at home as well, just because, and that, I think it kind of goes back to the fans. We kind of, you know, once we get things rolling at home, it seems like we feed off of the energy and, you know, I think once we get rolling, it's kind of a snowball effect and good things just keep happening at home. And So I think we definitely play better at home.
Very good. To go along with a terrific passing game, the ground game turned in one of its best performances of the year on Sunday. I would think that's something you hang your hat on.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime you can get the ball rolling like that, it's a huge advantage.
Got a question here on the live blog from Jamie Jors. How do you feel about the team's performance now that you're an owner of the team, Tom?
I'm sorry, say that again?
How do you feel about the team's performance now that you're an owner of the team?
I think we played pretty well. I'm going to have to go in and review some tape and sit down, have some discussions with guys. But, overall, I feel pretty good about it.
Very good. Of course, for anybody that doesn't know, Tom bought a share of the Packers this past week with all the new owners. You're one of 185,000, last I heard, that bought shares. But because the Packers got out to such a quick lead yesterday, the game was in hand from early on. Did you see any quit, any give up out of the Raiders?
No, personally, I didn't notice it. Every time I was in there, they were fighting hard, and it was a tough game. And even though we were up on top of them, I didn't notice any let up. So that's kind of a good thing. You know, I felt like we got their best shot, and we still were able to, you know, beat them by 30. So I think that was definitely a good thing.
We're talking to Packers tight end Tom Crabtree here on Railbird Central this morning. Those watching the local media who saw it on TV or following you on Twitter know you gave rookie Ryan Taylor a shaving cream pie in the face yesterday. Was he getting a big head on his shoulders after that, his first offensive snap of his career, and he scores a touchdown?
Yeah, I thought, we joked around on the sideline a little bit afterwards. He said he scores every time he's in, and it was true at that point. He had one play in the regular season on offense, and it was that touchdown. So we were having a good time joking around about that. But I just thought he was getting a little too comfortable, and so in the locker room, I had to hit him with the pie to the face deal. And we actually watched, we saw it online last night and we were cracking up. So he was a good sport about it.
It was hilarious. For the tight ends, yourself, Taylor Williams, Finley, all of you, is it about pulling your weight now that Andrew Corliss has gone down with an injury this season? Is it about all pulling your own weight that, you know, all the tight ends have to step up?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Andrew been playing so well, and it was tough to see him go down like that. But, you know, there's no time to, you know, get worried about it or, you know, like, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do now? It's kind of just the next guys just step up and, you know, contribute any way we can. And that's kind of the approach we've taken. And I think that's the approach we've taken since last year at every position. When a guy goes down, the next guy's always ready. And, you know, the next guy, bottom guy on the depth chart, always prepares like he's going to play. And, you know, sometimes it happens, so.
This upcoming week, you take on the Kansas City Chiefs, and you were actually with the Chiefs at one time. Arrowhead Stadium has this reputation of being one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL. What can the Packers expect on Sunday?
Yeah, it's definitely the short time I was there. It was, you know, I went to a couple games. I was on the practice squad, but it's a loud stadium. You know, they support their fans really well. A lot of diehard fans there in Kansas City, and we're definitely gonna be practicing this week with the crowd noise at practice, and so we definitely need to prepare for that.
You said you weren't with Kansas City for a long time, but by any means, but I'm assuming, you know, maybe a handful of guys there that when you were with the Chiefs, what's your impression of them as a team? What insight can you share?
I know a lot of those guys. And, even when we played them here in the preseason, I got to see a lot of old friends. And, they're good guys, and I still stay in touch with some of them, actually. Talk to them every now and then. But, you know, as far as the football side of things, their defense, they got some athletic guys, and especially they're on the edge and outside backers and in. So, you know, it's going to be tough, and I'm sure we'll have some good film to break down, and it'll be a good challenge.
Well, congratulations yesterday on the win, Tom, and good luck when you take on the Chiefs on this upcoming Sunday and a game that could mean the Packers getting home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So good luck in accomplishing all those goals.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you, Tom. Packers tight end Tom Crabtree joining us on Railbird Central on Cheesehead TV this morning. Thanks, as always, as he joins us every Monday. Every week here on Railbird Central. So we appreciate it very much in talking about all these topics. Packers taking on the Chiefs this upcoming Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium with possibly home field advantage on the line. It'll be interesting to see Tom go to his old stomping grounds. Wasn't his stomping grounds for very long, but if I'm correct, that's how he entered the NFL. That might have been the first contract he signed, was with the Kansas City Chiefs, and was on their practice squad for a while, and now with the Packers, and has won a Super Bowl with the Packers, and I would say things have worked out for Tom, but we appreciate that. You know, we were kind of, before the interview started, we were talking about some of these injury situations that the Packers are dealing with here as they enter the home stretch of the season, and Greg Jennings getting injured yesterday, and you know, we just talked to tight end Tom Crabtree about Andrew Corliss going down with an injury last week. Corliss is done for the season on injured reserve. And, you know, I suppose we can look at these positions, these receiving positions, both tight end and wide receiver, that the Packers have a lot of depth at these positions. You know, if one guy goes down, as we saw with the Andrew Corliss injury yesterday, rookie Ryan Taylor steps up, scores a touchdown, plays his first snap on offense he's played all year long. He's been performing on special teams all year for the Packers, and now stepping up with the offensive play and scores a touchdown for the Packers, and DJ Williams getting the most playing time he's had in weeks on offense. Tom playing as usual, JerMichael Finley playing as usual, and everybody stepping up. And as far as the wide receivers go, with Greg Jennings going down, you almost think it's the opposite situation the Packers had a year ago. JerMichael Finley last year goes down. Tremendous talent, JerMichael Finley. And who steps up? Greg Jennings has a huge second half of the season last year. You know, becoming one of the top wide receivers well known in the NFL. And you kind of hope that, you know, this is the opposite. You know, this year maybe Greg Jennings goes down, hopefully not out for the year, but you know, I don't think it's a stretch to think that the Packers it would rest him, even if it's not that serious. So Greg Jennings probably going to be out a couple weeks here, and maybe it's JerMichael Finley that, you know, steps up in his place, becomes the big receiving threat, the guy who has a lot of success as a result of teams, JerMichael Finley is going to be receiving a lot of attention without Greg Jennings playing again, assuming here, but so it'll be that much more impressive if he's able to put up some big numbers here in the upcoming weeks. But even without, you know, Finley Jennings, I mean, the Packers deep at wide receiver here. Donald Driver leading the team in catches yesterday, having a good game. Jordy Nelson being solid as always, having the long touchdown from Aaron Rodgers yesterday. And, Randall Cobb's got to step up. James Jones got to step up. And you think they will. They've done it in the past. So, we sit here and we talk about what's going to happen in the future. Comment here from Bill on the live blog: the Lions are going to come in hungry. And yeah, so even though the Packers might have things wrapped up here in the future toward the regular season winds down here, the Lions, the last game of the year, you know, they could be playing for a playoff spot. So a lot to look forward to the remainder of the season here. And all these interesting storylines that'll be playing out. It's good to see if you're a Packer fan. The Packers playing so well. And I tell you, I was kind of talking to my wife on the ride home yesterday from the game, and she probably didn't pay too much attention to me just talking about things like this. Probably talking to myself more than anything. But, you know, how much money have the Packers made and are going to make lately? Let's go back to last year, okay? The Packers win the Super Bowl. Just imagine how much money the Packers made from merchandising alone in the aftermath of the Super Bowl. All the t-shirts they sell, hats, and you name it, pennants, and just anything you can put a Super Bowl champion logo on, the Packers were selling it. I mean, just ask yourselves, everybody who's listening to this show, watching this show on the live blog here, or listening to the podcast, how many items that said Super Bowl champions do you have? You know, think about it. I know I have several, and the Packers winning the Super Bowl, making a lot of money. So on top of that, just this past week, that's been, you know, we've analyzed it a ton on here, but the Packers selling over 180,000 shares by now and making over $40 million in the process. You know, they're just making tons of money from the stock sale, millions upon millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars. And now, on top of this, the Packers have already clinched a bye, so they're going to have a home game in the remainder of the playoffs. One home game. Two, if they can win the divisional round, you know, it's not a given yet, but there's a pretty decent chance that they would host the NFC Championship game. And so we're talking about two home playoff games, two games that most teams in the NFL don't get. So the Packers going to be making a ton of money, you know, from Super Bowl merchandising, from the stock sale, and from two home playoff games that most teams don't get. Wow, are the Packers just, you know, they're sitting pretty right now in terms of, you know, making money. And that's a good thing for the fan that, you know, this money is going toward the expansion of Lambeau Field, more seats, more access for everybody. When you get to the stadium, it's going to be a better experience because they're installing those high-definition jumbotrons at each end zone of the stadium. So, you know, it's the Packers doing a lot of this for the fans and making the fan experience a lot better. And so that's a good thing out of all these, you know, things that are happening here, all these money-making ventures. And heck, the money's still rolling in right now from this year's NFC North Championship that the Packers have already clinched and wrapped up. Interesting, just a 1 year ago, the Packers were not NFC North champions. They could win the Super Bowl, but they couldn't win the NFC North last year. And the Packers now champions, and it's so good. I mean, you almost have to. We have it so good right now. It's almost hard to believe. You know, the Packers won 19 straight games that mean anything, not including the preseason, but going to last year in the playoffs. And heck, the Packers were almost undefeated in the preseason, won 3 out of 4, and it's just so great right now. Be a Packer fan. We're getting spoiled with this success. But after Packer fans, if you've lived through the 70s and the 80s, that they might say they deserve it after having to live through all that, 2 decades of rather poor football. But the franchise persevering and now enjoying almost unparalleled success, and by the time this season could be over, it could be just not almost unparalleled, it could be unparalleled. You know, 19, they've won 19 in a row, 21 is the record, and they could go above and beyond that, become the first ever team in the NFL to win every regular season game and every playoff game. The Dolphins did that, but they didn't play 16 regular season games back then. So the Packers could be making history as the season winds down and plays out here. And it's a great time to be a Packer fan. Thanks, everybody, so much for joining us here on Railbird Central this morning, wrapping up a Packers victory over the Oakland Raiders, and kind of wondering what the future holds next for the Packers. Stay tuned for our coverage at Cheesehead TV today, not only today, but all week long, as Greg Jennings' information comes this afternoon. Again, press conference at 3 p.m. from head coach Mike McCarthy. If you want to check it out, it's broadcasted live on the Packers official website, so there will be a lot of interest in that, and make sure to check out our coverage all week long. Next episode, Railbird Central, Wednesday morning, same time, same place, 8:30 a.m. Central Time. We're going to have Nathan Yonke of Pro Football Focus joining us once again, bringing their unique brand of statistical analysis. Always interesting to hear what he has to say. And thanks again, everybody. Enjoy the win. Enjoy 13-0. Enjoy everything about the Green Bay Packers. It's so great to be a Packer fan right now and take it all in. And that's what we're here for. Go Pack, go, everyone. Have a good Monday. Have a good week, everyone. We'll see you Wednesday and see you around Cheesehead TV. Go Pack, go. I leave you with a song called Sometimes a River by String Cheese Incident on Psy Fidelity Records. See you, everyone. Yeah.